Hello, friends.
This is going to be sweet.
Sweet Tooth's Rejoice. Today is National Dessert Day.
Are you ready for some dessert?
Are you ready for dessert?
You ready for some dessert?
I love dessert.
Treat yourself. It's National Dessert Day.
Dessert, then.
Dessert. Dessert.
I got a sweet tooth.
Happy National Dessert Day.
I want some dessert.
You're listening to Heather and Wicket.
Mornings, 6 to 10 a.m.
on Laser 103.3.
National Dessert Day, Wicket. It's always a holiday around here, and we are going to celebrate it.
Do you have a favorite dessert?
Tiramisu, probably, but I love ice cream. Okay. Rice pudding, man. I love rice pudding.
Do you?
I really do. Dessert, I like it.
Hashtag team dessert.
Yeah.
And today is National Dessert Day. For me, it's pie. Generally, and I'm boring, apple pie. I'm not a huge pumpkin pie guy. I will imbibe like on Thanksgiving. Key lime pie, number one pie of all time.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the restaurant I would like to open?
No, Wicket.
You would like it. Here's why you would like it.
Dogs allowed?
We'll work on it. We'll work. Yeah, sure. Sure. We'll have an outdoor area.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great.
I would like to have, and it's only open from 9 p.m. until 2 a.m.
No, see, I want everything to be 24 hours, Wicket.
We have to start small, but here's why. It is a dessert and wine restaurant where you can come in and get pie and a glass of wine. Maybe you went out to dinner, come down to my place. We've got wine, we've got pie. We can talk about ice cream and cakes and expanding the menu. But right now, pie and wine. Over like late night pie and wine. That's the restaurant I want to open.
This is not a new idea, Wicket. When I lived in...
This is a brand new idea. Stop crushing my dreams.
Okay, well, when I lived in Atlanta, there was an after hours place that was a s'mores bar. And it was only open from like 1 a.m. until 5 a.m.
Okay.
And you would just go and you would sit at a table and there'd be a fire in the middle of the table with the graham crackers, the marshmallows, mm-hmm. and the chocolate. And you would just go in there and eat s'mores. It was fantastic, Wicket.
Who likes s'mores?
S'mores are...
Who likes s'mores? Really? Do you like
That's
s'mores?
That's how you get people to go camping that are on the fence.
Do you... What?
There'll be s'mores.
How does that the final...
How long has it been since you've had a s'more?
I don't like chocolate, and marshmallow I can do without. Like, I would just eat the graham cracker. That, but my pie and wine, because pie is the best dessert, mm-hmm. specifically key lime, and wine. Boom.
He drops these things because he wants you to bring it for him. That's why he's like, I like pie, specifically key lime.
And apple. And cherry. I do. I do.
Do you like nut pies?
Yeah, not. Like pecan pie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not really.
Okay.
No, fruit pies for the most part.
Fruit pies.
Not raspberry, because I'm allergic to raspberries.
Okay. So you're more of a fruit pie than a nut pie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you more of a nut pie lady?
I don't like pies the way you do. I'll do a homemade pumpkin pie from scratch. And when I talk scratch, I mean I get the pumpkin from the field. I roast the pumpkin.
So much work. Just call Perkins.
No.
Just
I don't
call Perkins or somebody to make you a pie.
When I make pumpkin pie, and I know this is an unpopular opinion, don't jump on me for this.
Here we go. It's going to be something horrible.
I don't put any of the classic pumpkin spices in it. It's just a very creamy, fresh pumpkin flavor from the roasted pumpkin. So it's essentially pumpkin and then condensed milk kind of mixed together a little bit and then baked. So there's no cinnamon, there's no nutmeg, because I don't like that. I like the more
what
fresh.
What a bland pumpkin pie you're making.
I don't care. I like it.
We'll read some of your answers coming up. It was National Dessert Day. What restaurant has the best dessert in Iowa?
Laser.
We live in Carlisle. The best place here is Fizz.
What is your name?
Ava.
So it's Fizz?
F-I-Z-Z. What do you like at Fizz? What's the best dessert to get there?
It's actually F-I-S-S, and it's an ice cream place.
Oh, what's the best ice cream to get there?
I usually get a banana malt.
Nice. Are they open year-round? Because we've got an ice cream place here that closed literally the day before I went there.
Yes, it is open year-round.
Oh, good news.
It sounds like you may have worked at Fizz.
Nope, she's only 13.
Who's 13?
Ava's only 13.
Oh, gotcha.
Who's this?
I got my tiny Hellraiser with me.
Yeah.
Who's this?
It started out with Ava, and now we've got a new friend.
Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Jackie, you've confused the crap out of me.
Sorry, Wicket. She doesn't speak up very often, so I knew you would have a hard time hearing her.
It's easy to confuse him. Don't even worry about it.
It's not often I get two women talking to me, so...
You've got three.
I know! Imagine the brain synapses firing right now. All right, so Fizz and Carlisle get the banana malt.
Got it.
Endorsed by 13-year-old Ava.
You bet.
You rock, Jackie. Thank you,
Thank
Ava.
You. Laser, where's the best place to get dessert?
You know what? I've actually enjoyed some dessert at the Machine Shed. I was Machine Shed in Urbandale.
The Machine Shed?
Oh, yeah. They got some killer cheesecake, and I think they got a 7-layer chocolate, too. It's pretty good.
Okay.
The Machine Shed.
I'm looking at it right now.
Heather's staring at the menu right now.
National Dessert Day. We are celebrating by making a plan, Wicket, really, for where we're going to go.
For the record, the Machine Shed is the 7th highest rated dessert spot for pie in Iowa, according to Yelp. Number 7.
There you go.
Endorsed by a Hellraiser and Yelp.
I bet they have all the pies that you can handle.
Mary Jo says Hickory Park in Ames with a whole dessert menu to choose from.
Yeah, well, Hickory Park is... Have you been up there?
No.
Wicket?
No.
It's like giant. It's like the size of 3 Walmarts. Like, it's so big. I'm sure they have a million dessert options.
Josh says the cafe or Provisions Lot F. Both in Ames.
Oh, yeah. Provision. I've been there, too.
Apparently,
Excellent.
Ames is the dessert capital of central Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Jason says the McFlurry from McDonald's at 1651 4th Street Southwest in Mason City. I don't believe your favorite dessert in the world is a McFlurry. Unless you just haven't had any other. Like, it might be your favorite. All right, I take that back. But maybe you need to expand your horizons and try something else. That's not a McFlurry. I love a good McFlurry. Don't get me wrong. I mean, come on. You know,
I like a McFlurry.
Curtis says the chocolate tort cake at Centro. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And Peggy writes Culver's. I know it's a fast food place, but I would go there just for the frozen custard.
Well, you know what? And going back,
here we go.
Going back to the statement about the McFlurry.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh, Cold Stone from Aubrey. That's
remember when Taco Bell used to have the Choco Tacos?
Yeah.
Those were delicious. I loved those.
I don't like chocolate, so you lost me at Choco.
Yeah, I used to go through the Taco Bell drive-thru just to get one of those sometimes. So I understand the McFlurry obsession for sure.
David says, getting the apple dumpling at Machine Shed. 244-1033, it's up on Facebook and Twitter. Best dessert in Iowa. On social media at Laser1033.
The Laser. 244-1033.
National Dessert Day. Where is the best place to get it?
You're listening to Heather and Wicket. Mornings 6 to 10 a.m. on Laser 103.3.
My place.
Oh, what is your place?
Well, I make 2 different cheesecakes from scratch.
Oh.
Go on.
I make a caramel apple cheesecake from scratch.
Oh.
And I make a pumpkin cheesecake from scratch.
Oh.
Roasting down the pumpkins just like you talk about.
Mm.
I start with sugar pumpkins, break them down.
Where do we find it?
Well, I'm in Altoona.
It's right over there.
Oh.
I mean.
Can you be here?
Usually when Heather moans. Listen.
I'll make you one for Thanksgiving. Heather.
I like how you clarified that with Heather.
Well, I mean, I'm not making too much work.
What is your... where do I... Okay, Altoona.
But I make the best pumpkin cheesecake.
I'm ready.
Are you okay over there?
I'm excited about it, man.
Are you all right?
I haven't had the greatest desserts here yet. So when he's describing it, and I'm like, oh, yes.
Okay. No, I hear how awkward this is getting. Yeah, I understand.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold so we can get all your personal information. All right, we got Tanya on hold. She was getting like a mobile order or something.
First off, what did you order from Starbucks?
Well, I'm not actually a Starbucks. I'm a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Because my wife does the mobile ordering thing all the time.
Getting coffee and a sandwich and some hash browns.
Okay, awesome. Tell us where to get dessert, though.
She's so
over
demanding.
Over the Top. It's an ice cream place in Pleasant Hill.
Okay.
Over the Top. What is so special about Over the Top?
Yeah, they make all their ice cream themselves, and they have a lot of unique flavors. They have rotating flavors throughout the season and every month. During August, like during the fair season, they have this Iowa sweet corn ice cream that is to die for, at least to me, but I like eccentric flavors.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you do. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like people who don't understand balsamic ice cream.
That's me.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I imagine that's good too. Tanya, you rock. Mm. Thank you for calling.
Laser, where's the best place to get dessert?
Yarsin Bakery in Tala, Iowa.
Whoa, you came out aggressive with that answer too. What are they known for?
Dutch letters, just about anything. They do cakes, pies, cookies, donuts, bread.
Ooh.
Heather, I've never seen you react to a topic like this before.
It's my jam, man. I mean,
she's getting very, like, it's almost inappropriate the way you've been reacting to a lot of these.
I would rather have dessert than all the other meals, so.
I get it.
Like,
I get it.
I'm excited about it.
What is your name?
Alan.
Alan, you rock, man. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Laser, what's the best place to get dessert in Iowa?
At my own house, making homemade ice cream.
How long does that process take you?
Usually a couple hours. It's totally worth it.
What are you known for?
Strawberry or chocolate with bits of brownie in it.
That just inspires me to make ice cream. Laser, where's the best place you found to get dessert?
Clearly Yummy. Cookies and caramels.
Clearly Yummy. Where's it at?
It is a home bakery, actually, and she does, like, farmers markets and things along those lines.
See, these are the secrets that I want to learn. What's your name?
Kevin.
Kevin,
oh, I'm looking at her site. She's based out of Ankeny.
Yeah.
Yes, she is.
Oh, man, some of these cookies look awesome.
They are fantastic. They're all soft. She doesn't believe in hard cookies,
oh,
and that's right up my alley.
Good.
Her caramels are soft and wonderful, too. They're not the hard break-your-teeth kind, and she's got a ton of flavors of caramels and a ton of flavors of cookies.
She does. Clearly Yummy. Well,
now Wicket looks like he's aroused.
I think I might be clearly yummy right now.